You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarf Dude and Gaffer don't spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I guess that means I must be Daffodil.
Well, you have no choice.
I have no choice. I must be Daffodil all the time.
Well, I could call you Susan. How's that?
No, I am definitely not a Susan.
What about a Sarah?
I am definitely not a Sarah.
What about a Karen?
I am definitely not a Karen.
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure.
Sometimes I don't know.
But yeah, you're more Karen than I am.
But I have to be nice because you cook my food.
That is correct.
On the show this week, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we go to a live album as Don Ho records live. I was going to say broadcast live, but he's not there.
No.
Don Ho live at the Polynesian Palace. And he has a bit of an interesting, I'm not going to say it. You'll have to hear it a little later on. It's an interesting shtick with grandmas. That's all I get to say. On top of that,
it kind of seems like grandmas would be at the Polynesian Palace, so yes, I agree with that.
Yes. On top of that, we have, all those happy days back in the 70s. We had Ralph Malf, part of the clan with Richie and the Fonz and everyone else. Ralph Malf sings.
Well, Don Most sings.
Yeah. The guy who played Ralph Malf, Donnie Most, also known as Don Most these days. He sings. He put out an album around the same time. He was a big deal on Happy Days. But we're starting off with music that makes no sense.
Well, no, it makes perfect sense. It's Cheese Please.
Well, yes, but before Cheese Please, the Magic Organ turned out a pile of albums back in the 70s. And for some reason, he thought country music would go well on his organ. That's all I get to say. We got Southern Nights coming up shortly, but we're starting off with a Kenny Rogers classic, a la Organ, Magic Organ, and Lucille on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
What do you get when you mix novelty songs, retro kish, and one snarf dude and daffodil keeping things just classy enough? It's your weekly tornado on the radio. Was that too over the top?
Jeez.
The Magic Organ, and those who couldn't afford an organ in the 70s or couldn't play the organ but wanted to have that communal family sound of the organ, you play this album. And Southern Nights, before that, the country classic Lucille, as done by Kenneth Rogers on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and of course the weird.
I don't know. This is it's really dated in the sense that I don't think he would get away with some of the stuff he did on the live album these days.
It's just like
it seems so innocent, but you know, times have changed. Is all I get to say. So we have to listen to Don Ho live at the Polynesian Palace. The year was 1971. And you tell me that the Polynesian Palace is probably gone because it's the bar, but the hotel is still there.
Well, the hotel sort of is still there. There's still a hotel there.
Okay.
So the Polynesian Palace was the bar inside the Reef Towers Hotel.
Gotcha.
The Reef Towers Hotel was built in 59.
Okay.
And then in 1982, the hotels were purchased and reintegrated into the Outrigger chain. And then in 2007, it became the Club Wyndham at Waikiki Beach Walk.
Okay.
May not be the same building. Not sure.
Yeah.
But the Polynesian Palace was the nightclub.
Oh, yes.
And it is permanently associated to Don Ho because he had a long-running regular performances there from 70 until 81.
Wow. 11 years at the Polynesian Palace. The whole Las Vegas style shtick, I think.
It was a show.
Well, we're going to hear some of it a little later on. Don Ho interviews grandmas, as well as the song Do I Love You by Don Ho. But we're starting off with What Do I Need? Don Ho on
Cheese Please.
I look at all the people as they pass me by and wonder if they really know what life is all about. They live in a lonely world to be occupied. They only look at me to speak of troubled times. What do I need to be me? If I walk alone, will I find my peace of mind? And every time I see a rainbow hanging in the sky, I think I feel like walking straight up to the sun. But the Main Street people say it's kind of dumb. Do I have to prove it can be done? Or do I need to be me? If I walk alone, will I find my peace of mind? What do I need to be me? Walk proud, feel free. What do I need to be me? Did I laugh and throw away reality? I'd like to sit up on the highest hill and feel the breeze and watch the daytime turning quietly to night, searching through the questions of my life. Someday all the answers could be mine. But do I need to be me? If I walk alone, will I find my peace of mind? What do I need to be me? If I walk alone, will I find my peace of mind? What do I need to be me? If I walk alone, will I find my peace of mind?
It's all fun and games where no one really gets hurt. But remember, you still should never try this at home. Snarf Dude and Daffodil are trained cheese handling professionals.
Cheese.
Tiny bubble in the wine. Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Tiny bubble. Make me warm all over.
With a feeling, everybody.
With a feeling that love you till the end of time.
That's beautiful. Give yourself a nice hand.
Beautiful.
I tell you what I'd like to do. Now, we saved this song for the most respected and loved people in Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen, the grandmas. Now, if you've got any grandmas in the house, raise your hand, please. Raise your hand. Okay. Now, all you grandmas, come up here with me. Every one of you. Girls, repeat after me, please, okay? Loud and clear.
Tiny grandmas.
Tiny grandmas.
Sweet and dear,
sweet and dear,
you must have done something,
must have been something,
or you wouldn't be here,
or you wouldn't be here.
Tiny bubble,
tiny bubble,
make me warm all over.
With a feeling, girls,
with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
Have some pineapple juice, Mama.
Now here's to the golden moon. Here's to the silver sea. Mostly here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubble,
tiny bubble
in the wine. Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
Tiny bubble.
Tiny bubble.
Make
feeling, girls.
When I'm feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
A nice hand for the grand ladies of America, everybody. They're beautiful. Beautiful. Mama, we have a custom. We kiss goodbye here. I know it takes time, but we kiss goodbye. You got to kiss me right on the mouth, Ma. Thank you. It has nothing to do with sex, Grandma. Thank you, Grandma.
That was a nice mushy one.
Thank you, Grandma.
I want a nice juicy one.
What do you say, Mama?
A kiss is nothing without a squeeze.
Well, come over here, Grandma. Here's my body. Yes? What do you say, Grandma?
Better. Get your hair cut.
That's a grandma for you, you know? Thank you, ma'am. I've been doing this for 10 years, folks. Never picked up nothing yet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. Pardon me?
What is a Hawaiian kiss?
A Hawaiian kiss? Depart your lips 1/2 to 3/4. Place against my lips and suck them up. Grandma, that's mature, Grandma. You
No, but I'm going to sit here until you sing with me.
Any particular song you want to sing, Grandma?
Oh, yes. I have a favorite of one of your albums, East Coast, West Coast. Do I Love You?
That's one of my favorite songs, you know, Grandma. You know the words?
I sure do.
Okay. You want to sing it by yourself or you want to sing with me?
I want to sing with you.
Okay. Wait a minute, Grandma. Let me get over here where I can look at you.
Do I love you?
Do the rivers flow?
Do I love you?
Do the flowers grow?
Would I leave you? Would the earth leave the sky sooner than I could leave you?
Would I miss you
when you go away?
Every moment
of every day.
Do I love you? Do you really know? When I love you, I love you. I love you. So Grandma.
Please, please. With Don Hall going, well, I don't
full
know.
Full on grandma.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to say.
Well, and you know, I will say this.
What?
He was very well known in his stage shows. He would make jokes about being sent to an Air Force base in Mississippi in the mid-50s.
Oh, okay.
Because he was enlisted.
Okay.
And being Hawaiian and how weird it was.
Sure.
And then he would ask for a show of hands of veterans of World War II.
Gotcha.
And then he would ask for anyone who was a Pearl Harbor survivor to stand.
Right.
And he would tell the people who had fought in the European theater, you got your glory happening in the movies. He invited the veterans from the Pacific Theater, so Pearl Harbor, up on stage to dance with the hula dancers.
Wow.
So not just grandmas, sometimes grandpas.
He had fun, bottom line.
He did. Wow. He even had his own TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From October 76 to March 77, he had a daily variety show.
Wow.
On weekday mornings on ABC.
That would be time to hit YouTube for that one, I guess.
The Don Ho Show Variety Program.
The guy, you know, he played with his cheese, I guess, more than anything. He was known for Tiny Bubbles and a couple other things, and he had fun with it, and that's awesome. That's a great example of how Don Ho had fun.
And he was on I Dream of Jeannie, The Brady Bunch, Sanford and Son, Batman, Charlie's Angels, McCloud, and Fantasy Island.
And he got around, obviously, too.
So he was very, very well-liked.
Yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
And it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Okay, it's Don Most, Ralph Mouth from Happy Days, and a lot of other things I don't know about right now, I don't think. And really, I don't know if the rock and roll people would agree with this, though.
What's that?
Rock is dead.
I don't think rock is dead. It wasn't dead then. I don't think it's dead now.
Play the song anyway. On.
Cheese, please.
With Don Most, rock is dead, but it won't lie down. That's because there's no vampire stake put into its heart, I think. That's
it's fun. Certainly immortal.
Oh, we're gonna be here!
That's my vampire impression. You know,
not good.
As rock?
Not
what?
Good.
Oh, come on!
Not good.
That bad. Oh,
I mean, they even tried. They had him perform the single that was released from the album, All Roads Lead Back to You.
Gotcha.
He even performed it on Happy Days in character.
Yes.
It actually charted on the Billboard Hot 100. It peaked at 97.
Oh, that must have been brutal.
He had another song on the soundtrack for one of the movies he was in.
Okay.
And in 2016, he switched to swing music.
Well, sure.
And released a Christmas CD.
Oh, we got to find that.
And there may or may not have been an actual CD of 50 songs, because that's what he was mostly performing when he was touring.
Ah, okay. Well, you have to admit, though, he sings better than Christopher Knight.
100%.
Of the Brady Bunch fame, who absolutely hated to sing with Marcia and Marie McCormick. So he's a lot better than that. And you can do wonderful tricks even back then in the 70s. You know, just bury him in the mix, bring in the background singers. That's the best way to deal with things like that.
This is true.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly wending our way to the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
Ah, jeez.
I think you need to do your thing so we can talk about it.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
Oh!
Always gets me one. Okay, open it up. And the piece of paper has the girl on the Lion's Maid phone. Okay.
Well, should we talk about Lion's Maid a little bit?
Quickly.
Lion's Maid is a brand of ice creams and ice lollies.
Ah, okay.
And they did a lot of interesting tie-ins, and I'm guessing the Lion's Maid phone was probably something you could collect wrappers and send in for.
Ah, maybe a custom.
They even had a tie-in with Space 1999.
Wow, that was in the UK then, right?
Yes, I'm thinking this is UK.
Okay.
They had a tie-in with Star Wars. They had a tie-in with $6 Million Man.
Man, oh man, and the $6 Million Man. But, you know, the bottom line here, I guess he liked the girl on the phone at the customer service department of Lion's Maid.
So cool.
Yeah. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Just look at my cabinet. There's three gross of fabinet. I could not find room in it for even one zoom in it. I've got chocos and totems galore. So why do I keep ordering more? I'm in love with the sound of her voice, the girl on the Lion's Maid phone. Just the way she says raspberry ripple makes my happiness double and triple. Dark satin and caramel gold is the sound of that voice on the phone. And when she murmurs Cornish vanilla, it's more like music than Lulu or Scylla. At her every call, I give my all, till my freezer is just chock-a-block. But while I can hear that voice in my ear, I don't care what it does to my stock. She's my sweet treat, my angel, my smash, that girl on the Lion's Maid phone. Each time she says Mivy, my heart is a skivvy. 'Twas her cola rola that tilted my bowler. It used up my credit, but oh, how she said it. I worship each wafer and cone of the girl on the Lion's Maid phone. The girl of my choice with the ice creamy voice, the girl on the Lion's Maid phone.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter.